Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You asked me this yesterday, and I was kind of surprised that you brought it up, but I wanted to kind of pitch it forward to the audience, right? Six games in, they're 4-2. Everybody thinks they're for real. Everybody understands that their defense is far behind their offense, so on and so forth. We just talked about their defense for an hour and a half, right? So the question becomes, a lot of people now, with the dysfunction of the Dallas Cowboys, to a large degree, the dysfunction of the Philadelphia Eagles, the flaws that those two individual rosters have, and even though the Giants are a try-hard group, they're just not good enough. I don't think.
Well, Jason Lockenfora last night told me he thinks Washington and New York are the best two teams in the division.
Okay, well, that's an interesting spin on it. I don't know if I would say that, but I guess the point is at a 4-2 start with what we all identify as the quarterback of the future and the now, and we talked yesterday whether Jaden Daniels is the number one quarterback in the NFL right here, right now, and you know I don't know how many people took that seriously, but it actually was a legitimate discussion, and I think you could make an argument just based on right here, right now. All of that being said, the Commanders are being viewed at 6 weeks in, at 4-2, almost a shoo-in, right, to win the NFC East, to make the playoffs,
hold
to
on,
take
Chris,
the big next step.
Because we have the nuanced show that we are, there are some numbers, Chris, that suggest, they should be considered
a lot of the analytics. And
a shoo-in.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, teams that have started 4-2 have a 70% chance of making the playoffs and more than a 50% chance.
Teams that start 4-2.
Yes.
Okay.
Over the last 5 years. This is VR pal J.P. Finley. In the last 5 years, teams that start 4-2 have a 70% chance of making the postseason and more than a 50% chance of getting to the divisional round. So the numbers are on Washington's side. And this pains me because this is the same guy that picked them to win 9-10 games. I think they can get to 9-10 wins still. I just don't know if that is going to get them in the postseason. That's my question. Because I don't think Philadelphia is as bad. They got too much talent over there.
All right, so I'm gonna give you something just that I pulled up from ESPN, right? I mean, we all know ESPN has ESPN analytics or whatever the hell they call it. I mean, it's just, you know, again, information, you do whatever you want. But they do a weekly projecting the NFC playoff field, projecting this, projecting that. The Vikings and the Lions both have 86% chance odds to make the postseason, right? The Vikings and the Lions. I think everybody would think that
those would be a wild card.
Exactly. The Bears right now, next week's opponent, 42%. The Packers are 66%, right? The Saints had the best chances after week two. Remember, they were demolishing people at 31%. Now they're all the way down to 15%. So this can change really rapidly, really quickly. The Dallas Cowboys are at 33% with a 3-3 start. You know what the Commanders are?
Tell me.
The Commanders right now are at 64% to make the playoffs. So basically a 2-3 shot of making the playoffs. To win the division, though, it's interesting, right? Because, again, that's the easiest way to make the playoffs and certainly to get a home game is by winning your division. They go from 64% to make the playoffs, because there's three wild cards, to 45%. So almost half, but 45% chance of winning the NFC East. I would say if, like, that's what the ESPN analytics say, right? I would probably say if you walked up to 100 random sample Commanders fans, that they would probably, my guess would be, after 6 weeks and Jaden Arama, they would probably say somewhere in the neighborhood of 85 to 90% chance that they make the playoffs. I think that's how sky high people are. Now, maybe it's a little bit less after the Baltimore game, a little bit less, but I don't think it would be only two-thirds of people and therefore 64% of, you know, again, if you ran into 100 random, as the junkies call them, donks with Commanders jerseys on the street. tweet, right? And just went up to them and say, hey, man, how much? What percentage chance do you give the Commanders of making the playoffs? I would probably say they would almost all be 80% plus.
Some people say 100.
I would say 85 to 90% would probably be the most likely answer. I don't have any statistical proof. I don't have anything other than gut feel about
Chris,
that. But the analytics crunching all the different schedule and variables and whatnot, and other teams are saying 64%. Is that light in your eyes?
I think it's 64 is probably like, I actually agree spot on with the analytics. I think 64% is what the chance that I would give them as well. And I'm the same guy that said they'd win 9-10 games before Jaden Mania started, or Jaden Arama, whatever the hell you want to call it. I just look at the remaining schedule.
I think Jaden Mania is probably better than Jaden Arama.
Yeah, because Arama has this negative connotation to it. But I just
like pretty decent has a negative connotation to it.
I look at the upcoming schedule. Carolina, I mark that as a W. Chicago to me is kind of like a coin flip game, if I'm being honest. Like I can for damn sure see us losing to the Bears. We don't match up well with Chicago, if we're being frank, right? Now they do have a weaker offensive line. So we may be able to get after Caleb, but I don't see that being the case.
But Caleb loves to extend plays, loves to play.
I pick Washington every game this year.
And you might be – I sense you're already picking them against the Bears.
I may be tempted to pick Chicago.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's the good matchup for us. The Giants game the week following, the week afterwards, is – you shouldn't have beat them the first time, if we're being real. Like, if they had Graham Gano
– Yeah, they would have lost. They would have been 0-2.
If Malik Nabers catches the football, you lose. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they beat New York. So going into Pittsburgh, you would be what,
6-2? You would say two out of three. At two out of the next three is what you feel comfortable with.
I think they can get two out of the next three, which puts them at what? 6-3?
6-3,
6-3 going into Pittsburgh at home.
Right.
If Russell Wilson's the starter, I think we win. Yeah. If Justin Fields is the starter, it's a tough one.
Well, it's a 48-3 loss.
I mean, it's
because Justin Fields is just the greatest quarterback alive on planet Earth.
It's tougher because of
every analyst in the world, including everyone that automatically thinks Russell Wilson's the starter this week.
Well, I think Mike Tomlin's playing mind games with Jeff Ulbrich, who can't focus on just the defense because he's got to babysit the rest of the team now that Woody Johnson fired
Tomlin,
the coach.
Yeah, I think Mike Tomlin is effing with everyone.
Yeah.
I think Justin Fields is starting that game, as I told you yesterday.
Yeah. Justin Fields actually had a really responsible response
absolutely.
Earlier
we'll
today.
Touch on
but
that later.
I think they can get two out of the next three, putting them at 6-3 heading into Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they get Pittsburgh. And this is where the schedule makers, as you would complain about and crow about, the schedule makers boned Washington. Facing Pittsburgh at home and then traveling to Philly on a short week, they're going to be black and blue heading into that game.
Yeah, imagine that.
That's the way I look at
that. I mean, imagine how the schedule, which is only going to get more chaotic because they're going to be flexed into every possible primetime window.
And guess what?
They
playing
can,
at
be
4
more
o'clock
short
gives you less
weeks.
Recovery time,
of course.
People, so.
But they're going to be flexed into Thursday night windows and Monday night football windows and every window in between because the NFL wants Jaden Daniels on primetime television as much as humanly possible.
Yeah.
There is going to be, you want a negative connotation? There's going to be short week Arama from now until the time that Jaden Daniels retires.
Well, looking at the rest of the schedule, maybe that Cowboys game, depending on their record, gets flexed.
Yeah,
but other than that, I don't see what else gets flexed.
Well, I mean the Saints struggling here certainly hurts, but that was one potential. I mean, I don't think the Steelers game at this point is going to be flexed. I think it's too late in the window, but I could be wrong. I know JP had all the rules up the other day. Either way, we're not necessarily talking about primetime windows. We're talking about the Commanders, to me, again, when you just use, again, it's just one set of data, the ESPN analytics, 64% to make the playoffs, 45% to win the division. I would say they have a better chance of winning the division than they have of making just the general NFC playoff field.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because even though you have seven opportunities, you really only have three opportunities, not seven, to make the NFC playoff picture if you're not going to win the division. Because there's going to be four division winners, right? And obviously, if you're not one of the division winners, therefore securing one of the four top playoff spots, you only have 1 in 3 cracks, right? You have 1 in 3 chances if you don't win the division. So to me, I think it's easier to win the division this year okay, with Philadelphia's issues, with the Giants' issues, with the Cowboys' issues, I think it's easier to win the division than it might be just to crack the playoff field against seeds 5, 6, and 7.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.